This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back again this week, just like every week, except there's something different this week.
What's that?
We have a special guest host, and if you're familiar with the show, you may know.
You probably heard Scott a few times on the...
If you're in the group, you've seen him, you know him, the man, the myth, the legend, Scott Seegers.
Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you. What an introduction.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean.
I was thinking he was going to say, what an honor. But then I got kind of big-headed there, I guess. Not really an honor. No. It's kind of just something to do on Saturday.
Yeah, no shit. He was bored today. His wife took the kids to the zoo, so he had nothing better to do. So that's why he agreed to do this show.
So what are we talking about today?
We are going to be talking about black sites and secret bases.
What is a black site?
What is a black site? Well, if you can't see it too well and it's dark, I would think it's more black. No, that's not it. It's just, it's like you said earlier, black ops. It's what we don't know, what we're not supposed to know.
Generally, by definition, the black sites are CIA installations that are off the books.
So off the books would mean we don't know about them or shouldn't know about them.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm right too. Yeah, anyways, what did you have to say?
About what?
Everything.
Are you keeping up with today?
Of course.
Scott, tell him about black sites. What's your take on these hidden bases?
My take on it is it's just anything that they want to keep off the books where they can hide our tax offering and, you know, that's basically it. Any black site that they don't want us to know what's going on, what they're doing, to who they're doing it.
Yeah, anytime they want to break the Geneva Accord, you know, and torture somebody, you can't do that on the books with taxpayer money.
Right, so like all these black sites are operating under, you know, they're breaking the, like, I guess, war rules, right? There's things that
the war rules?
Yeah, you know, the Geneva Convention. Look it up, it's in the Geneva Convention. But no, there's like things you can't do in war, obviously, right? You know?
Obviously.
So I would think the torture would be one of those. You can't torture people for information, right?
Pretty sure that's in there.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So they're doing illegal shit.
Would Gitmo count out as a black site?
I wouldn't say it's black, but it's definitely a site of some sort.
Right.
I mean, yeah, not anymore, but...
Right. I mean, it originally would have. Gitmo's an interesting place, the way we leased that from Cuba. You know, I think we pay $4,000 a year lease on the land that Gitmo's on. It's like
really?
24 square miles. And Fidel Castro was... They're pissed about our basic... basically occupied them. And they haven't cashed our checks in like 50 years.
They won't cash the checks we're giving them?
In an interview, Fidel Castro's like, I just leave them laying on my desk. I'm not even cashing them. They're still here.
Well, I wonder what that, you know, like America has a checkbook. You know, I wonder what that's probably.
Yeah, it's like way out of register. Well, you know, it's like we got like that whole deficit thing going on.
I imagine somebody's the check numbers looking. Are up in the millions. You know, you don't
somebody's
start
not
out
watching
of,
that.
Start out at the thousands when you're got
We're that. Also talking about two hidden bases. Like the most famous of hidden bases we'll be talking about is Area 51 and the crazy shit that revolves around that.
Area 51's nuts, man. Is it Air Force fiasco in 47, right?
Is it, though?
Is it?
It's got the reputation, but is it?
No, I mean, it's a lot more...
It's just from what I understand, let's delve right into Area 51. From what I understand, Area 51 is not an alien testing, you know, technological testing facility. It's experimental aircraft.
Exactly. From everything I've uncovered, it has nothing to do with aliens. It's just how we test aircraft that we don't want other countries to know about.
Well, or our citizens. It's several years ahead of the curve.
Well, not just aircraft, but there's other technologies that are at play there also. Right. Anything that, you know, is out of the private sector.
There's dozens, literally dozens of stories you'll hear about on the internet or read about. I read about one of a guy who I believe it was the late 80s. He was real big into experimental aircraft, so he decided one weekend, I'm going to take a trip down to Area 51, see what I can't see. He heard they were testing out some new stealth aircraft. So story goes that he drives down there. He's on this old back desert road, hits some rocks, fucks up his oil pan and transmission, so he's going to go out on foot. It's dark at that point in time, so he basically sets up camp on this ridge. He wakes up in the morning. I'm fucking this story up, I'm sure. But he looks out over this ridge and sees all of Area 51. He knows he's like a mile or two way past where he should be. So he witnesses this test flight. What had happened, like 20 like helicopters and planes had gone up before this experimental craft, and they're all hovering around and doing basically orbiting around this facility. And this airplane, this craft, they bring it out, and the engines fire up. And he says the plane, the body of this aircraft starts to glow.
No
just,
shit.
Just
huh?
A simple glow. You can't hear it at all. And it just basically it rises up. Huh, I'm getting a phone call during the show. Anyway, it rises up in the air and glows. And then it does a couple of like, you know, just crazy maneuvers, like poof, down the runway, like 1,000 feet, back up, then shoots up in the air, comes back down. All the while, still surrounded by all these aircraft, right? Which you would think are, you know, to keep people from flying into this no-fly zone. So the test ends, and the guy, you know, starts to walk away. And as he's walking away, or, you know, way down the road at this point, almost off the land, he gets stopped by a couple of, like, security guys, basically.
Right.
They give him the whole hands up on the ground, you know, and that whole thing goes down. You know, they fuck with him for many hours, asking what he's got on him, who he's with, are you with these other people that were around. Eventually, they call in the local sheriff. The local sheriff backs the guys off. They eventually believe his story, and they go back to the base. Well, the cop takes him back to his car, and he says, do you know what you saw or anything like that? And he tells him about this experiment, you know, this plane and everything. And he's like, oh, what do you think about all those airplanes there? You probably think those are to keep people from coming in and checking it out. He says, those are there in case the pilot tries to take off with that aircraft. And they shoot it down.
Oh, no shit, huh? So that gnarly.
That was a cool story I read about Area 51. But Area 51's been in all kinds of pop culture. We've seen it in, what was that movie with Will Smith? ID4, Independence Day.
Yeah. Welcome to Earth. Yeah, but everything you see about those signs outside Area 51 is authorized use of deadly force, you know, no trespassing. I mean, so they're pretty serious about, you know, being spied on and keeping their shit secret. They're not joking about that at all.
They are not. Scott, what do you got on Area 51? Anything, buddy?
Area 51, opinions? More like a front now, though. I mean, was it several years ago that they said that it was in Time magazine, that it had been shut down, and they basically it's used for disinformation against conspiracy nuts?
Mm-hmm.
They developed the SR, what was it, the SR-71?
Blackbird, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that development started, I think, it first flew in 1964. They've been doing things like that out there forever.
Yeah, Area 51 is actually a detachment of Edwards Air Force Base. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, that's is that the name of it, Edwards?
Edwards Air Force Base, yep, in California, I believe.
But you're looking at, say, Area 51, they started building it in the 40s. It predates what we know as Las Vegas now.
By about 20 years. So they started,
Yeah, they started building a city beside it. What better way to have all that, you know, construction equipment and all that stuff going in than to have a city being built? So they can do pretty much whatever they want to out there.
Without anybody getting too curious. There's a city on the edge of Area 51 called Rachel. You ever heard of Rachel, Nevada?
No.
So it's basically the alien capital of the world if you hear them talk about it. It's the place you go that's got everything is alien tourism. You go into the restaurant, you get an alien burger.
An alien burger?
Yeah.
Made from real alien meat?
No. I doubt that. It might be funny.
At the little alien.
Yeah, the alien. That's right. That's the name of a hotel down there, the alien.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty like funny. I-N-N for in. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
That's pretty funny. I don't think I'd head down there, though. Those kind of people kind of weird me out.
Man, I think the
telling the same story time after time for 40 years since Roswell years.
Everett and I were talking before the show, and like one of the most famous whistleblowers for Area 51 is Bob Lazar, the physicist that worked out there, allegedly worked out of there. And all the stuff that he's came out with has just been pretty cool. But again, at the same time, I don't know if you can trust this guy or...
You totally cannot.
He's kind of out there.
So...
Okay, maybe a little more than kind of.
He, when asked about year he obtained his master's, he can't remember. Every university...
Geniuses have scattered minds, though.
Every university he claims to have had association with has no records of him.
Same thing for Obama.
Well, that's a whole other story. He was president, and Lazar was a nut job.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, anyway.
When was it that the government officially recognized Area 51 and brought it out? Because there were some lawsuits against the federal government because some people were contaminated with, I think it was nuclear wastes that were being dumped there.
I don't believe they actually recognized it until recently, like within the last 10 or 15 years, did they? I don't think it was...
Late 90s, early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was... I think it's been fairly recently.
So I got bored the other day whenever I was doing my research and decided to look up Area 51 on Google Earth.
Why not, right?
I mean, it's going to be on there.
Yeah.
So it's not much. Whenever you go to maps.google.com and you type in Area 51, it doesn't even actually take you to a place called Area 51. I guess it's the base and an airport there called Homie Airport.
Homie.
Yeah, Homie plays that.
Yeah, Homie don't play that.
There's really nothing at all to see. It looks like an airport. There's several buildings, hangars. It's really innocuous. But when you start zooming out, it doesn't take long when you notice there's something really fucking strange going on about 10 miles southwest. It looks like the moon.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So, if anybody listening gets a chance, hop on there, type in Area 51, and then start heading west. About 10 miles slightly southwest, you're going to come to the moon, and it's all of the...
You're not really at the moon, Everett. Let's just be serious about
things.
No, but
looking at it, it looks like it. It's all kinds of, like, probably...
It's where the government was testing nuclear weapons.
It's the Nevada test site. There's probably, looking at it now, 150, 200 little craters on there, including the Sedan crater, which is...
That's the big one.
Yeah, it looks
and that's part of the Area 51 theory. So, like, you know, the aliens came down to visit us because we were testing nuclear weapons right there, you know, in close proximity.
Right,
well, how close is it? How close is Roswell to the, you know, the moon, and you called it?
I don't know. Let's find out. Shit. But Scott, you're a trucker, right? You know about distances. How far is it?
That would only work if he drives down there.
You're not a trucker? I thought you drove a truck.
No.
Wow.
God,
what do you do?
What a peckerhead.
Fuck you, man.
What a peckerhead.
Do you care to say what you do? Are you an assassin?
He works for the government at a black site.
No, I work for a national marketing company.
Sure.
Merchandising for Walmart.
Shit. He's giving us plenty of like the codes and stuff for giveaways. Why did I think he was a trucker?
Because you're an asshole.
I get that in my head. I guess it's because you said one time you had access to underground or under a Walmart. I figured a trucker would have access.
Holy shit. Wait a minute.
Dude,
so,
it's a 14-hour drive from Roswell to Homie. So get that shit out your head.
Okay. So what? But yeah, you caught me with the same. Scott, are there underground like tunnels from Walmart to Walmart? Is that a thing?
That's a black site thing. You can't talk
That's
about.
That's what I wanted to talk about today. There is where I'm at and the maps that I've seen that some of these people have drawn online. There are no tunnels under these Walmarts. I've been to two of them in North Carolina are on one of these maps. One of them is one of my stores. And hold on. I don't want to get myself in trouble at work.
Right.
They don't have enough manpower to man their registers and keep all the customers happy. You know, they're doing the best job they can. These are folks that are working a regular job, trying to do the best they can and get out of there and go home.
Sure.
They are not running a government operation.
Yeah, I don't see the guy.
Well, yeah, no, your cashier that's at, you know, aisle 14 is totally probably not involved in that. But I'm saying, like, maybe Sam Walton?
You think Sam Walton's involved? I never got this whole thing.
He's like the biggest corporate welfare recipient in America.
Yeah, but why would you have any kind of secret base where the entrance to it is one of the most heavily used retail stores in America?
I watched a video.
Oh, now, God.
you hate when it starts out like this. Now, I watched this video one time.
According to random YouTube guy.
Yeah, random YouTube guy says that, he was interviewing a trucker in an underground, and it was right outside of a Walmart, and he's like, well, I'm going to hit this underground tunnel. He said, I've drove it before 1,400 miles, and it ended up in Maine. And that's what this trucker said, that they went into a tunnel under a Walmart and drove 1,400 miles underground and ended up in Maine.
You know how long that would take?
Yeah, 1,400 miles is like, what, 25 hours, 26
20
hours?
20 hours probably, yeah. That's
so,
a long
well, we drove
time.
956 and it took us 16.
So there you go. Long-ass time.
I'll give you this. I used to – do you guys know what geocaching is?
Yeah, yeah. It's where – Eric doesn't know. It's where people take it. There's like a little treasure chest basically.
Oh, yeah, okay. I do know what it
okay,
is.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, I did that for like 10 years from sure. when geocaching started until I got tired of it.
OG.
We did a lot of underground – geocaches in tunnels and stuff, you know, sewer tunnels, water rain off and stuff. Walmarts do have, a lot of them do have huge tunnel systems under the parking lot for water rain off.
You I'm can convinced.
Stand up in them. But that's all the tunnel you're going to find. I'm in those Walmarts all hours of the day, all hours of the night. I've got keys. I've got access to the whole store. There's just nothing there, man.
Okay, so how come they don't have more than one lane open at a time? I mean, that's the real
differs
question. That's what everybody wants to know.
Differs from Walmart to Walmart where
how the hell
depends
is...
on how many hours they have to work people and stuff.
I'm just giving you shit, Scott. Come on now. You got to expect stuff like that from me.
So you posted...
I said the same thing when I try to go home, so...
You did some exploring in some of the tunnels in what was that, Pennsylvania? New York?
Yeah. Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Sure, we drove through some of those Turnpike. A couple months, maybe a month or so ago, didn't we, E.T.?
Yeah, we sure did. It was cool.
So not the abandoned ones.
Oh, no. I'd have been too scared for that stuff.
But why that's important, there's a big, what looks like, just like those tunnels you'll find, pardon me, in Pennsylvania, a government installation. I should have printed this out. But it is called, help me out here, Eric. What was the name of the one on the side of the mountain?
On the side of the
mountain. Oh, Raven Rock. Site R. You know about that one, Scott?
Raven Rock. Yeah, I know who you're talking. What you're talking about?
So basically, Raven Rock is a giant under mountain, similar to like Cheyenne Mountain, which is where NORAD is, but it's the backup Pentagon. And a lot of people think Camp David. I know you know what Camp David
is. Of course,
it sits about 6 miles from there. They think there's underground tunnels leading from Camp David all the way to Raven Rock.
It would make sense, though. I mean, if that's the backup Pentagon, Camp David's like where the president and the vice and the cabinet all goes during like time of duress, right? Isn't that like
right? It's just a big safe spot, but. You know anything about Raven Rock, Scott? Anything you can add?
I've read up on it and stuff. I mean, about people coming out about the construction of it and everything. And like, there's a Starbucks in there. There's a Subway in there. The guys running it, you know, have to have clearance.
Not a Jimmy Jones?
I don't know.
I'd rather have Subway anyway. That's just...
Oh, so but they got like they got regular fucking businesses in there and everything, huh?
Well, if you got 3,000 people, which is, yeah. I believe, what works inside of Raven Rock... You got to feed them.
That makes sense.
It's literally a city. There's restaurants, there's entertainment, everything that they could want in there.
Huh. Well, that's cool. What about that Diego Garcia, Everett? You know about that one? It's in India?
Yeah, a little bit. What do you got on it?
Not much. It's in the 60s and 70s. The United Kingdom deported the native people of the atoll.
Yeah, it's a group of islands. I did read about this.
Yeah,
the CIA says, "Nah, we're kicking you all off." It was under Britain's control at the time, right?
It's called Camp Thunder Cove. Yeah, is what it is. So they deported all those people to build this large naval military base. It's home to roughly 4,000 military personnel and independent contractors.
Do you know how many indigenous people were on there that the CIA just said it's time to go? Well, the UK basically gave the order, but
the UK is the one that deported them. You know, I don't know how many people it did. There was a lot.
That's pretty crazy, though.
It has to be a lot.
It had, you know, it could have been an order of thousands or more.
Man, you know what? I don't know. It doesn't.
Why don't you speak into your mic?
Because I'm looking at the computer. It does not say how many on this side, anyhow. How many it has? Though it has ghost prisoners, though. We were going to talk about ghost prisoners. What exactly is a ghost prisoner, Everett?
So. Say the CIA has word that somebody is in a town they want to pick up who's a high-value target, a terrorist leader, gun runner, something like that. Somebody that
whistleblower at this point.
Anybody that they really want. You can't pick that person up and take him to a police station. You can't take him to Langley, to the CIA headquarters. You can't take him anywhere on the books. What you do is you erase their existence, and you put a bag over their head, and then they get moved around basically as just an item. At that point, they have no name. They're a ghost.
Ghost prisoner, huh?
Right.
So, although the UK has long claimed that ghost prisoners haven't been held at Diego Garcia, in a 2015 interview with Vice News, Lawrence Wilkerson, United States Secretary of State Colin Powell's former chief of staff, revealed that terrorism suspects were abducted and brought to the ocean base.
If you don't start talking in your goddamn
for special interrogations, Wilkerson stated that this was done by the CIA and in the immediate aftermath of 9/11. So I assume that this base wasn't really popular until, you know, the most recent era of terrorism, I guess you would say. What I'm saying is it didn't operate in the 80s, right?
Right, I guess so. You're telling the story.
You know, in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, that's what that sound like to me.
You're fucking killing me. Let's go back to, we were talking about Area 51. Did you know Russia has its own version of Area 51 called Kapustin Yar?
Kapustin Yar, huh?
Kapustin Yar. So, like we were talking about before the show started on the stream, after the word about Roswell got out and that the American government had recovered a downed UFO and were able to use it to start backwards engineering the technology, the Russian president at the time was like, I got to get me one.
Which right? was who? Uh-huh, right? Touche. That's all I need. Go ahead, continue.
I can look that up probably a lot easier.
Not necessary. Go ahead.
His name was Dave.
Okay.
President Dave of Russia said, shoot down anything that's unidentified in the air because we're going to get one of these.
We need us a UFO.
So eventually they pull that off. They shoot down a UFO, what they claim is a UFO, and they house it at Kapustin Yar. And, okay, there's the base that's under Kapustin Yar is called Zitker. It's named after a town that's real close by. But what's interesting about that is that the people that live there, they ghosted that town out. They took everybody, made them move out of the town, and then leveled the town and took the name, and that's what they call the base now.
Really?
Yeah, it's just real weird. You can't have any, there's no town around there anymore. Nobody's allowed to go close to it.
Well, that's weird.
Yep. Dolce base. Give me some Dolce. We've talked about Dolce before on our Aliens episode. Aliens part doo-doo.
I think the coolest thing about Dolce is like the entrance. It's like the biggest, the concrete, you know what I mean? Have you seen a picture of the entrance to that? Like the...
No.
No. Look it up. It's really neat. The entrance is like, you know, I mean, it's, it kind of reminds you like Hoover Dam with all the fucking concrete and everything.
Are you talking about Dulce or are you talking about Cheyenne Mountain?
I think I'm talking about Dulce, but I'm pretty sure.
Cheyenne Mountain's got the giant opening like that, too.
Turn your computer.
Well, I'm not on that page.
Oh, neither am I. I'm pretty sure it's Dulce, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dulce's interesting. Everett, did you read any of that underground bases, Battle for the Earth?
I read that stuff. I read that whole document, yep.
But that thing. I've gone through that whole book by Brandon. It's great. It's free online if anybody wants to look it up.
What's it called? Complete title of that
find
book.
Find it again.
What it alleges, though, is that the Dolce base is a joint task force between humans and up to two other alien species from the Greys.
Reptilians.
And the Reptilians, who are, they consider themselves to be the original Terrans. Even though this was an outpost for them, they still consider themselves Terrans. They've been here so long. And they predate humans. I don't know. It's a pretty weird thing. They, if you believe anything about the Dulce base stuff, is that humans are not in charge at that base. We're not in charge.
It's like a constant
planet.
Battle there, from what I hear.
Basically, it's political power plays all the time. Yeah, there was supposedly a big ass fight there. I believe back in the 80s, there was like a battle, not a battle. I guess you can call it a battle.
It'd be
small,
a battle.
Like arms battle inside the facility between the people that run it.
I was watching another video on there, and somebody was saying that the Velociraptors were
the fuck.
they were actually the reptiles down there. It's some of the theories that you get while going through these YouTube videos are just fucking out.
They're
insane.
Trolling. They got to be.
But
trolling,
I think it was
right?
Hilarious. No, I mean, you linked me the video, so
I did.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say, wow.
It's the Dulce book by Branton.
The Dulce book by Branton. Okay, cool. Check that out.
I bet
have you heard of S4?
I've heard of it.
So
I don't know a lot about it, though.
S4 is the real Area 51, they say. It's about 20 miles south of Area 51, just built into the side of a mountain. You can get on YouTube and find videos about it. Basically, you just come around the side of this mountain, and there's an entire base just built right in the side of it. You drive right into it.
Just drive right in, huh?
But that's
where
they actually kept the downed craft from Roswell, supposedly. That's where it's at. And they do all the real research with alien crap at S4 rather than Area 51.
Huh.
Yeah.
I heard we got Velcro from aliens at Area 51. Whenever they pulled them out of their spacesuit, there was a ripping noise, and they was like, what the hell is that? And then because it was all about reverse engineering, and that's kind of where I heard we got Velcro from.
Yep, there's a pretty good rumor about that.
Oh, yeah? NASA takes fucking credit for it, though, bastards.
Well, I mean, they were the first ones to have it.
Yeah, you know, they take credit for Tang, too.
For Tang?
Tang, yeah. NASA invented Tang. You believe that shit?
Well, didn't they? No, that was the Russians, wasn't it?
No.
That was the Russians.
How do you know that?
I think I remember reading it. I don't know.
I think you're wrong.
That's interesting, though, because S4 is generally like the designation for supply in the Army.
What do you mean by that, Scott?
That area S4, what y'all were just talking about.
Yeah, right.
S4 in the Army, that section, those people are supply sergeants and all that.
Oh, so is it?
Oh, it's a rank.
Okay.
It's also a rank, yeah, Specialist 4.
Huh. Were you in the military, Scott?
Yep, I was a specialist when I got out and was, lateral promotion to corporal.
What exactly does that mean? I'm sorry, I don't know. Be honest with you, I don't know what that is. So
I think Jack Nicholson was a corporal.
They didn't have enough sergeants, so I got moved over into a corporal position, and I had a squad, but I wasn't getting the pay for the same job.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, well, that blows. Did you ever see any combat?
A little bit.
With aliens?
No, it wasn't aliens.
Oh, okay.
Right. Illegal aliens? No, it wasn't illegal aliens.
You never know until you ask, man.
It was the damn Japanese.
Everett.
Oh, man. Were you in World War II, Scott? No. I'm just fucking with you. You're not that old.
Desert Storm. That's something that can... Are we still like on a moratorium about talking about certain countries?
Fuck it, just talk.
We have an open forum, Scott. You say whatever you want to say.
Nuremberg, Germany. I was stationed there for almost 7 years.
Oh, I love that country.
There are several tunnels underneath Nuremberg and several other cities that were supposedly built by the Nazis. I've been in tunnels underneath the city that were wide enough for a tank to drive through.
Really?
It didn't surprise me at all.
Several of the barracks and caserns were supposedly linked by tunnels, and I know of two that were linked by a tunnel, including one that had a tunnel straight to up to... Have you ever seen the videos where Hitler had the big rallies in Nuremberg?
Oh, yeah.
The big stone and, you know, the swastikas
on top. Of course I've seen them.
Soldiers Field, one of the barracks is connected by a tunnel up to behind where he comes up to speak in the video.
Scott, Joe in the chat says Seegers can't officially admit to fighting aliens, but we all know that's probably what he was doing. Look, Frank Reynolds, Seegers fought alongside Will Smith. Oh, I fucking love it. It's great. Rip his ass, people.
Okay, let's move away. We're zigzagging back and forth from aliens to CIA today. It's such a show on planning this week.
But is there much of a difference?
Fault. It's
aliens
my fault.
And CIA.
So we were talking about ghost prisoners earlier. Have you heard of the guy named Abu Omar? Real name Osama Hassan Mustafa Nasser?
I'd be lying if I said yeah.
No, not Mufasa. Sorry. That's Mufasa. Castlevania. Anyway, we're joking. This guy gets picked up. He's a cleric, an Egyptian cleric, just normal dude. Supposedly, as Eric would say.
With a B.
Supposedly, he's in Milan, Italy, one day walking down the road, and he gets kidnapped.
Oh,
turns out by the CIA with the approval of the Italian government.
Bummer.
And they take him back down to Egypt, and they pop him in one of these CIA black sites. He is end up being held there for 4 years with, you know, no contact with his family. He's just kidnapped and taken there. They think he's a terrorist and had, what did he have relations with here? I don't know. Look it up. Abu Omar. anyway, look
I don't
it up.
Know. Look it up. I don't think you know what we're trying to do here anyway.
I got it all right here. I just can't read it so fast. So eventually they let him go, and he's all over the internet talking about how he was tortured. He's got these scars on his hands and ankles from being electrocuted.
Oh, fuck.
You know, give us the information.
Like Jack Bauer his ass. They just pulled the fucking thing right
pretty
out of
much.
The wall and, you know, right?
Pretty much. Let's talk about torture real quick. Are you down with torture? You think it works? Our president...
Man, you know, okay, so torture's a touchy subject. It depends. It better justify what you're getting. The information that you get better be like... I don't know, man.
So
I don't know about torture.
Justify the means possibility?
I don't know about torture, man. Because to do that to another human being, you really got to have a pretty good fucking reason. You know what I mean? You can't just fucking torture somebody because you want to, or because I don't know.
You think they might have information?
Yeah, and I think if the information would have to be so serious that like you're gonna have to. I watched
Scott,
first
did you
season,
watch 24?
Season, second season, about half.
You watched 24, didn't you, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
So Jack would torture basically anyone. Did you cross the street in New York yesterday? And he would fucking zap him. He'd pull a cord right out of
him in the knee.
Yeah.
I love Jack.
Jack was hard fucking core. But that's basically what they did to that guy, Abu
Omar. Telling your wife.
For 4 years.
That's what they did to him, just fucked him up for 4 years straight. I don't know how I would do in a CIA black site, because I got a big mouth.
You know who Mos Def is?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of him.
Oh, ha ha, Scott.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is you're Guantanamo Bay, which we talked about earlier, not really a black site, so to speak, but there's roughly 140, I believe, prisoners down there who are on a hunger strike.
They're on hunger strike?
Right.
I believe they're mostly brown.
Yeah, they're mostly brown folk. And 40 or so of them,
we're not going to hold that against
they're
them.
Actually force feeding nasally and rectally.
What?
Right. Nasally and rectally.
Can you force feed someone rectally?
Apparently so. I didn't watch a video on that.
No.
But I did watch...
You can imbibe alcohol rectally.
Exactly. I mean, you got to be able to take some nutrition rectally. You know, shove
that
200 or 300 Centrum Silvers up there. Something good's bound to happen to you.
Right. I wonder, think about, actually
powderize
how you get that done.
Yeah, just powderize some Centrum, mix it up with some water, get you a paste, get you a funnel. All right, we've gone too far. I've gone too far.
Like a Centrum suppository?
Well, let's talk about the other end, the nasal.
50 shades of brown.
Gross. At least 50.
A nasal? Yeah, I mean, I guess you could feed somebody through their nose.
I brought up Mos Def. There's a video you can find of him. He voluntarily undergoes the force feeding through the nose procedure. So you can get on YouTube. They strap you down like you're getting ready to get lethally injected, right? Your arms are all the way down, your head strapped down. And then for whatever reason, they come up still and basically put you in a chokehold to hold your head still. And they take a hose, hook it up to an IV looking of like white pancake batter looking shit.
It's called Jevity, though.
Jevity is what it's called?
I mean, well, that's a brand of it. But yeah, it's just a feed. It's basically just.
Gruel?
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
So
it's feeding tube food.
They lube this feeding tube up.
Yeah.
And they shove it up his nose. And you can see the whole time, most stuff, he's just like, no, fucking stop. And they get that one all the way down. I guess they force feed him, pull it back out. And as they're trying to
talking about like the same actor, Mos Def?
Mos Def, he's a rapper.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a lot of movies too. But
well,
so
he was doing it for like awareness of what they're doing to the people that were, you know,
I didn't know that.
Anyway, he breaks down. They're trying to shove the second hose in his nose and can't take it. And I can only imagine watching the video. He said, "Make sure you do it. You know, I'm going to say no. Don't do it." But the way he's like, "No, it's me." Whatever he's saying, don't stick the second one in my nose. He's begging more or less for them to stop, and he breaks down as soon as they let him go. Like, it was that emotional for him.
Really?
And he was talking about, he's like, they do that twice a day for those prisoners, and it takes 2 hours every time.
Oh, my God. Fuck that.
I think I'd just take the sandwich.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll just eat the sandwich. You're right. Exactly. Good point, Scott. Bring me the sandwich. You got fries?
But
I'll
if you're
those.
On a hunger strike, you know what I mean? And if it's that important to you, if you're a religious...
It's not that fucking important.
Not to you, but these guys are down there. Maybe some of them are held against their will, or even what they feel is without reason. Even
you know,
if
a big injustice is being done to them.
They're freedom fighters in their eyes. Fuck them, yeah. But they're freedom fighters in their eyes. So they're righteous and they're
guerrillas.
In their refusal to eat. You know what I mean? Their God is behind them.
Yeah,
everybody is, though. It just depends on what side you're on.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a matter of perspective.
The winner writes the history books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So
what about these floating prisons? Do you know anything about them, Everett? They're like the USS Ashland. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I'm not. Okay. Oh, yeah, the floating prisons. Yeah,
it's a big ship. It's okay. In 2008, The Guardian reported that human rights organization Reprieve, which claimed that the U.S. has admitted to holding at least 26,000 people in secret prisons, has discovered that the U.S. was operating a fleet of floating prisons that span the globe.
Right.
Reprieve's research pointed to at least 17 U.S. warships being used as secret CIA black sites. Among those ships was the USS Ashland.
That's just like what S.H.I.E.L.D. has in Agents vs. S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like
Scott,
like the raft.
Yeah, the raft. It's a fucking floating prison, like completely off the books.
Isn't it like an oil rig or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. The top of it opens up and you get to go down in it. I don't know how that's even feasible. But
think about it, man. You get over to like the ones that we know about, like, you know, Mount Weather in Virginia, which right. is under a hotel. You can take tours of it now. Cheyenne Mountain, which has NORAD. Been featured in War Games, Stargate, everything. Mm-hmm. They're showing us that now. What's going on that, you know, if they're showing us these huge installations that they've already built, you know, what aren't they showing us? Because we know there's a lot that they don't show us just for security reasons.
Well, a lot right. of those, too, like you were saying before, like Area 51 is a disinformation. You know, this is what we want to show you.
Well, for every bit of information that's been declassified, you can only imagine how much is still classified that we're never going to get to know about.
Please, don't look over here. Yeah. Don't climb up there.
Pay attention to that
one. There's not a perfect view from up on this hill that, you know, we don't really have any real guards blocking. You know what I mean? You can wander there. I don't know. That's a good point, though, Scott. What the fuck are they not showing us?
Yeah, man.
I want to get into Mount Mitchell this summer while we're up vacationing in the mountains.
What's Mount Mitchell?
In North Carolina, and see what's going on. Is it Mount Mitchell? Yeah, Mount Mitchell. Supposedly, there's this lady that runs a website called Airships Over Cashiers, which is Cashiers, North Carolina, and she believes
like
that they have a... No, like UFOs.
Oh, okay. Airships. Okay.
And she believes that there is a hidden base under Mount Mitchell, North Carolina, which is a state park. And people have seen things around there, so we're going to go check it out.
That sounds familiar. I don't know.
We talked about it before.
Did we?
Shortly on one of the chats or something.
On the group or on one of the chats, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems familiar.
But we'll find out. Or not.
So here's a question. Why would the CIA or even the American government need all of these different types of black sites? Like we've talked about. So they've got... They've got, you know, like the floating prisons, Gitmo. You've got all these different, I mean, how many fucking different places, how many enemies of the state can there be that you need this many different places to hold these people, to torture them?
I know I'm going to screw this number up, but they got something like 6,000 people off the books in these prisons.
Off the books.
From what I understand.
Jeez, that's not okay. So that is not okay. 6,000 people that'll never see their family or anything again. And
think about this.
If
there's 6,000 prisoners,
of,
think about the amount of support staff it takes to do that. There's got to be 10 times that, probably.
Just for that anal force feeding.
Yeah. You're paying, overtime on anal force feeding. I'll go $50 an hour minimum. I'm not going to do it any less than that. You know what I'm saying?
You take exactly. $50 for you to shove a hose up somebody's butt. It's not
per
you.
Hour. So
it's
I'm gonna, we're
you.
Talking 3 hours worth of work.
You're
I'm going to net
it
$150. You're right, but I got to have
this
my hand
easy.
Near the dude's sphincter. I mean, I might get poo on me.
$30, dude.
No. Not happening.
No less.
You you're find getting poo else. On you.
Yeah, right. You're getting poo on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but like what? You're not wearing gloves? You're not wearing an apron?
Fuck no. You know I'm wearing gloves. Apron, full face shield, respirator.
Why are we talking about this?
Nose plugs,
wet
ear
suit.
Plugs, eye plugs, wetsuit. Yeah.
Stop, you're turning me on.
It's too late, Scott. It's just too late.
What about that salt pit in Afghanistan? Have you heard about that? That sounds kind of weird. The salt pit, also known as Kobol, is a former brick factory located north of Kabul in Afghanistan. In 2002, it was converted into a detainee center by the CIA, which earmarked more than $200,000 for its construction. In 2012, the Daily Beast described the salt pit as the CIA's sadistic dungeon in an article that examined a high-profile death which occurred at the site. On November 20th, 2002, Gul Rahman died of hypothermia after being beaten, stripped naked, and chained to the floor during a freezing cold night. Doesn't that sound like fun?
You hear the same type of stories about...
Sounds like Saturday.
Yeah.
Sounds like Saturday. Yeah, that's what we're doing later, Scott. You don't know it, but we're on our way.
Oh, yeah.
There's similar stories about people who have, quote-unquote, committed suicide in Gitmo, to where whenever they did the autopsy, they had, like, cotton in the back of their throat they found, but it's a suicide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That sounds like how all the people that, you know, speak out against Hillary Clinton get the two-shot pop to the back of the head suicide.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I'm going Team Eric on that one. I put a little credence to this stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, from the opposite side of the aisle, I'm going to point how President Trump, and I have no problem calling him that, even though I didn't vote for him, but President Trump is completely... for torture. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Is he?
Yeah, he says it works. There's no question about it.
Somebody should torture him.
I'm not saying that, dude.
I believe that torture does work, but there is only so long that you can go on somebody about with something.
It depends on the person.
They're just going to lie.
There you go. That's exactly right, Scott. They're going to say whatever the fuck they got to say to get you off of them.
Maybe. Or it just depends on the person. Some people could convincingly lie. If you're
pulling my fingernails out one by one, I'm telling you whatever the fuck you want to know.
I can handle that, I think.
I'm just saying.
I wonder which one of us, we need to torture
Do you think you're going to get to my toenails before I tell you whatever you want to know? Fuck no. You're getting one fingernail out and I'm going, what do you need? What do you need? I'll give it all to you right now.
Really?
I mean, maybe, yeah.
Good
yeah.
Lord, I'm never telling you a secret again.
Well, I wouldn't either.
If I knew some shit, dude, it would take a lot to get it out of me, I feel like.
I mean, I told you.
I've been married for 13 years. I know what prolonged torture is.
Right.
Sorry, Ape. I'm sure you're watching.
I would not do good in a black side. I'd be talking shit all day. You know what I mean? Like, they come in, fuck you guys. You know,
I've been married longer than 13 years. She's going to be pissed.
Yeah, you have been. I've been with my wife for...
It's 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, you're fucked up now, A.A. Ron.
Lithuania supposedly
Jay Quellen? Jay Quellen.
What's Jay Quellen?
Never mind. Go ahead.
There's a black site supposedly
D-Nice.
In what's it called? It's about 10 miles from the capital.
Denise? That's it. I'm fucking done with you.
Keith Barrett.
Yeah. You've never seen that video ever, for real?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is that? Key and Peele? Isn't it Key and Peele?
Yeah.
Those guys are funny. Dude.
I never really watched their show, but I am fan.
I've never watched their show either, but their clips, I've seen a bunch of their clips on the internet, and they're fucking hilarious.
Okay, this is a tangent.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't mind tangential conversations, especially today, whatever.
As long as they don't go on for 45 minutes, then I'm okay with that.
We're not going to bring that up. So there's one in Lithuania that's kind of famous that I have no good stories about anymore because I've lost all my research. But it's about 10 miles outside the capital of...
Oh, yeah, Antivalia or whatever, however you pronounce that.
Antivalia. Yeah, I can't pronounce it. Anyway, it was an old school that was converted to a jail by the CIA. It was used to mostly interrogate Al-Qaeda. Suspects have been captured.
Al-Qaeda.
Who had been captured in Afghanistan. Yeah, it's pretty boring. Let's chat. What's the chat doing? I haven't looked at the chat in a while. Is it pretty boring?
Justin asked about supposedly deactivated missile silos across Montana and the Dakotas that are secretly manned by Black Ops, and I haven't heard anything about that.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, those installations have everything from security to location to make a great base.
Justin, he said they have.
Yeah, there's nobody in South or North Dakota at all.
I've been there a few times. There was barely anybody.
I heard the American government did purchase 30,000 guillotines.
Why would they have 30,000 guillotines for torture?
No,
because that doesn't work.
Depopulation.
Oh, they're using guillotines instead of bullets.
Well, I mean, it'd be cheaper. Think about how quickly and efficiently you could
kill
people.
If you kill a million people, you're going to save that many bullets.
Think about how quickly and efficiently you could kill people if you use guillotines. Your fucking eye. What do you mean?
They're
serious.
They're not using guillotines.
Okay.
There are ways to torture without paying, Chris Dabney says. That's true.
What if marriage.
I was going to say, what if they use your family against you? Torture your family.
Ooh.
Oh.
That'll fucking get you right there.
Dude,
that'd
be hard.
That's worse than getting tortured yourself. That's got to be.
Yeah, it depends on the family.
Depends. I guess so.
Fair enough. I got a few fucking people I'd like to see tortured in my family, huh?
Wow, really?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe let them go for two or three or four minutes. Oh, and you know, stop. Leave them alone.
Christmas fun.
I gotta say, I'd stop them torturing you, Everett, after the first three fingernails. I would be like, okay, he's had enough.
You'd stop him from torturing me?
Yeah, after three fingernails.
No, wait. If they haven't killed me, then they're not done. Okay. They're not getting shit out of me.
No,
talking a big game, but I'll probably cry.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, once they start rubber mounting those bamboo sticks right underneath your fingernail, that'd be pretty bad.
Waterboard. There's a version of that called dry boarding too.
Waterboarding would be fucking horribly. That would be. Have you ever seen what that is?
Let's do it right now.
That's fucked. No, let's not do that right now. They put that towel. You can't breathe. You're breathing in water.
No shit.
It's fucked.
Let me waterboard.
No. You're not a chance.
You want waterboard me?
I will.
Y'all
fight
should do
over
that live on air.
That's what I was thinking. One of us should get waterboarded.
No. I'm not getting waterboarded.
You want to waterboard me?
Whoever's in the boat.
I'm not experienced
gets to
enough.
Do the torture, the other has to receive.
You know how this is going to end
next
up?
Week.
Gleaming the cube.
On the real time.
I'm gonna end I've done it a bunch of times. He never died before. I don't know what happened. No, I'm not fucking doing
That's
it.
That's not what happened in Gleaming the Cube.
Yeah, it is. He tied that wet towel around that kid's neck, and he said he's done it a bunch of times, and he just tightened it too much that time. Fuck, killed him.
Yeah.
You know, Vinny? Ving? What was his name? Yeah. Vin?
Vin Nguyen or something?
V-I-H-N. Vin. He was Vietnamese.
Vin Nguyen. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. God damn, I haven't felt good about the show all day. Scott, this is your fault.
No, actually, I think he's saving it for us.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for coming on the show today, Scott.
I figured I got brought in for the scapegoat.
Yeah, it was an audible.
It was. This show, though, this topic was your idea.
Whose?
Scott. Oh, I knew that.
He was the one who started, I believe, who started this in the poll.
Oh, was he?
Am I wrong?
Who keeps putting the white dog poop option up there?
That was me.
No, yes, it wasn't. It was me.
Was it?
Yeah,
I did it once, too, I thought.
I know. It's me.
But this poll thing, I don't know, man. I think we're going to change it to once a month.
We kind of got to talk to that. Yeah, we'll have one poll show a month. And it's not that we don't like your guys' ideas. It's just we don't like your guys' ideas.
We like ours better. Well, and this one was just, for both of us, it wasn't our idea, so I guess it was kind of hard for us to get real deep into the research.
The bottom line is, you're really going to do better on subjects that you really want to research.
We had the idea.
You want to be passionate about. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's when, and don't get me wrong, we'd love to hear what you guys want to hear about also, but I feel like the better shows come from stuff that we really want to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
not what Scott wants to talk about. So, Scott, this is your fault. That's how the scapegoat's going to work this time.
Well, and you know what? I offered to help research, and I didn't get a whole lot done.
You provided a fair amount.
You did a – I don't want to – you did a great job.
You gave us about 50 pages worth of stuff that was pretty good read.
Yeah.
So it's our own fault that we didn't spend the time to really flesh this episode out.
I know. I'm just being nice.
Thanks, buddy. I had a couple other ones I wanted to talk about, too, like Dugway Proving Grounds, which is a chemical.
Anytime I picked the wrong week because we had, like, a horrible work week. But anytime you guys would like help with the research, I'd be glad to help with it.
Yeah, generally, we're shitty on our own. We probably wouldn't get around to reading somebody else's. But I don't know, anybody?
No, thank you, Scott. We can fuck this up all on our own, buddy, okay?
Yeah, like I said, I was going to talk about some other places like Dugway Proving Grounds and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which ties into like Project Blue Book. But at this point, I'm losing it.
Yeah, we really need to nail down a really good show for next week, though.
Yeah, because it's going to be the last one we do for a while.
Yeah, and why don't you explain
Here's
why?
Here's the announcement.
Yeah, uh-oh, here
I've
we go.
I've got to go out to Vegas, not next week and the week after for work.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hopefully. And then the weekend after that, I'll be on vacation. I want to do a show somehow in that 2 week period so that there's nothing. Not nothing, you know what I mean? You in there, Eric?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying I want to try to do something in that 2 week period to where, you know, or 3 week period, I guess. Because if it's 2 weekends, that's 3 weeks where we'd have to try to do one show.
Yeah, we'd have to. We'll have to get something
audio.
I could do Facebook Live like 18 times, though.
Probably, but if we were doing that, we'd probably do it here. Then we'd probably broadcast it, even if it's like in the, you know, weeknight.
So the real problem is he'll be gone on the weekends, and that's the only time that I have to podcast is on the weekends, other than like during the evening, during the week, you know what I mean? Because I work all week, so.
We might not get nothing.
We might have to take a two-week break, and that sucks.
But here, how about this? If we do end up taking a two-week break, we might even just decide on that between now and then. We'll know by next week's show.
If we take a two-week break, we need to do like a four-hour podcast on the following Sunday or something.
Yeah, we'll break it up, though.
You know what I mean? We need to do something huge for after our 2 week break, like a nice kick ass, you know, fucking bring it back into.
As long as we don't fucking not kick ass and not fucking bring it back, like we probably will.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh man.
Anyway,
big dreams.
Yeah. So what do you got though, man? That's about it for me.
Yeah. What's chat saying out there?
They're saying that you suck. I'm cool. Scott did a good job.
Joe's right. What's he going to do with his fucking things up?
Project Bluebeam. We do got to do something Project
Bluebeam. Justin's right. Project Bluebeam, how I was talking about.
Please not on a Sunday. That was just, I'm just saying, Joe. So it could be Saturday, though. Get a pole. Why does everybody want us to get a pole and dance on it? Neither one of us are attractive. Neither one of us had good dance moves.
I'm attractive.
The idea is reversed. You start naked, and the more you put on, the more money we throw.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
Oh, right. Okay.
We'll look into that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Team Eric Everett sucking on the Las Vegas tranny toes. Vegas tranny toes.
What happened?
You should have the chat up. Justin's tearing your ass
What's
up.
He saying?
He said Everett's sucking on the Las Vegas tranny toes.
I don't suck on tranny toes.
Yeah, you do.
What?
All right. Well, let's end the show, and we'll continue this crazy shit after the on the stream. We don't want to really bore people sitting in their cars listening to us talk about sucking tranny toes.
Yeah, there was a couple other things we wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the Patreon. We appreciate everyone that's donated to the Patreon account.
We got another person donated on our Patreon. Scott's one of our followers on Patreon. Thanks for that, Scott. Patreon.com/surrealtalk is kind of like a voluntary subscription plan for the show. You can go on there and basically pledge to us whatever amount of money you want a month, and we'll get it.
And we probably don't deserve a lot, but whatever you do pledge will help us, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll probably throw it back in like advertising for the show or something.
Or shirts.
Ooh.
Wait, does that come out automatically monthly?
Yeah, I think so. Beginning of the month, I think.
Oh. Holy crap, man! That's $1.50 a month.
Yeah, burn. That's a lotto and a half, man.
Damn.
Yeah, indeed.
That's a Mountain Dew.
All right. Where's our list?
One quarter pack of smokes.
We didn't miss anything we were talking about here. Group. Oh, join our group on Facebook. If you're listening now and you're not in our group, I find that hard to believe. It's getting huge.
Yeah, there's Facebook. Over 700 members
you
in the group
must not be
right
a
now.
Member of Facebook if you're not on the group at this point.
If you listen to the show, yeah, you're probably a member of the group.
Facebook.com/... What's your favorite group? How many groups are you a member of?
I'm a member of probably like 50 groups.
I know you're a member of a couple of the other groups I'm in. I've seen you in there.
I have been in a lot of the ones that you're in, and I have left every one of them.
There's one I got into it with the moderator the other day on.
Was it Spiritual Awakening?
No, it was the Archives one, and the guy just downs people and just calls people retarded all day. And it's like, look, if you're a flat earther, you're a flat earther. It is what it is. But this guy running this page just constantly calling people that he's like, you're retarded, you're retarded, you're retarded. And I'm like, guy, this isn't really a good way to treat you. The people that come to this, you know, page for like information or even, you know, as a hobby,
it's
you know, you just call them retarded constantly.
The internet moderators are some of the most power tripping people you'll ever find.
I told the guy, I'm like, man, you know, way to have a good guest interaction, you know, fan interaction. That's awesome. You
know? It's not that there are too many Kool-Aid drinkers out there in these groups, and it drives me insane.
Oh gosh, there is too. But at the same time, is really downgrading them the right, you know.
Yeah,
response for
try
that.
To debate them rather than calling them a dumb fuck.
Exactly. There you go. Make them explain their point to you versus trying to tell them that they're retarded. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere like that.
What's the
you catch a lot more fly or honeys with bees?
What are you worried about that they
I
might actually convince you of their side?
No.
If you're so sure of your side, why not listen?
I do.
That's my point too. That's why I started doing the show with you. Because I'm so sure that you're fucking crazy.
I'm not so naive to think that with new information I can't change my mind, because I can.
Yeah, well, you're a liar.
Oh, is that
all
right?
Let's kill it. You guys, thanks for joining the show today, Scott. It's finally interesting to hear your voice after, I don't know, a year or so you've been in the...
It was fun.
...our YouTube chat and our group and all kinds of crazy other shit that we do.
Was his name Daryl, Eric? I don't understand what Shane means by that. But all right, yeah, that's been fun. So for Everett and Eric and Scott Seegers, this has been Surreal Talk.
Catch you next
week.
A look
inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. We will catch you next week.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.